We're back here live from Cape Air, their brand-new corporate office in downtown Decatur, servicing O'Hare and Lambert. You can get your connecting flights to anywhere you want to go in the world. And we're thrilled to be back out at the golf course tomorrow morning at Hickory Point Golf Club for the next 2 days, and then our Saturday and Sunday coverage of the Forsyth Classic. And joining us on the phone, is it Cheyenne? I want to make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly.
Yes. Cheyenne Knight.
Cheyenne Knight. Well, welcome to the program and welcome to the Greater Decatur community. We're happy to have you here for the Forsyth Classic. Give us a little bit of background. When did you start playing golf? Where are you from? College, career, all of that.
Yes. So I'm 21, but I started playing golf when I was 9, and I'm from Texas. I live close to Fort Worth, but I was born and raised in the Woodlands, which is just north of Houston, and I played golf at Alabama for 3 years, and just got done in May. We lost in the final match against Arizona, so we were runner-up at the national championship, and at the Forsyth Classic, this will be my second Symetra Tour event.
All right, so you're a rookie on the tour. What's it like being in Alabama? I mean, does football just black out everything on that campus, or does the golf team get a little love?
Oh, we get a little love. I feel like Alabama, just the athletic department is just a whole different breed compared to other schools. Athletics, really, every team is very competitive, very good. And I feel like a lot of the athletes are close with each other. I've seen Nick Saban's been out at the practice facility where we practice, and he works on his golf game a good bit, and also the basketball coach comes and talks to us, and we're close with a lot of the other athletes, so it's a good environment to be around.
That's great. I'm glad to hear Nick Saban does something other than football occasionally, because
that's the knock,
right? Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. So since you lost to Arizona, do you have a grudge against anybody from Arizona, anybody in particular you're looking at this week since you finished runner-up?
No, or
do you...
not at all.
All right.
We were good friends with Arizona, and they have two great coaches, and so even though it was hard to lose, I was kind of happy to see them win at the same time.
All right. Well, listen, you're from Texas, so you're used to playing in the wind. There hasn't been a lot of wind out at Hickory this week, but normally that's the case. It's a pretty breezy course. So have you had a chance to play a practice round or be out on the golf course at all this week?
Yes. I played just 9 holes yesterday, but it was a little wet yesterday just because of the rain, but it was still in really good shape. And it was a little windy yesterday, but I am in North Texas, it's pretty windy all the time. But I'm playing this afternoon in the Pro-Am at 1:00, so I'm excited to have some fun out there with my group, but it looks like a great course.
All right, well, let me ask you this. You're 2 tournaments into your pro career. What's the biggest difference between playing college golf and growing up in junior golf programs and all of that and playing professionally? What's been the biggest surprise to you?
Oh, gosh, I don't have a biggest surprise yet. I feel like I have a lot more time on my hands, and so it's important for me to kind of know how long I can practice or kind of how many days in a row I can go, because it's really my job now. And playing for a paycheck is a little different, but I've just been trying to just play golf how I normally do and not really think about how it's my job. But it's always been my dream to play professional golf, so I'm just trying to have a lot of fun with it.
Well, yeah, you have to have fun, but that's an important point. You've been in a very regimented system with a coach and, you know, somebody making all the plans and the logistics and team travel, and now you have to do all of that yourself.
Yes, exactly, because we would, like in college, we'd travel to an event, play one practice round, and start playing on Friday, but now you get here Monday, and you have, like, a lot more days to kind of practice and play until the tournament starts on Friday, so you have a little bit of extra time, and you're kind of on your own, and so you're the one kind of having to make all the decisions.
Okay, so what's the strength of your game, and how does it suit itself to the golf course that you're playing this week?
Right, I hit it really straight. I'm a really, good driver of the golf ball, and the fairways are a little narrow here, and I think just, putting yourself in the fairway will be a huge advantage, and I'm a good putter. I play on bent greens in Texas, and the greens are bent here, so I really like them. So I think I hit it really straight, and I'm a good putter. So I think this course will fit me pretty well.
All right. How did you do in your first tournament? You said this is your second professional tournament. How did you do? I guess, what was it, the 4 wins invitational, the last tournament that was played?
Yes. Yes, in South Bend. I finished tied for 13th, so it was a pretty good start. I finished the tournament at 6 under and 11 under 1. So it was a good, like, solid start to my professional career.
Well, listen, it's been a pleasure to spend a few minutes with you today. We look forward to seeing you out there this week. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Thank
at
you
your
for
second
having
professional
me.
Event, Cheyenne Knight, part of the Symetra Tour.